Sally Goes Sour.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The private equity deal to buy student loan lender Sallie Mae is falling apart. When this $25 billion takeover was announced in April, credit was cheap. Not so now, and the buyers are unwilling to move forward. They're also worried about new legislation to cut government subsidies to student loan lenders. Maybe it's a negotiating tactic to get a lower price. The tentative contract deal between GM and the UAW helped to power the stock market yesterday. GM rallied more than 9%. There was also the story on Bear Stearns. Its shares jumped nearly 8% on reports Warren Buffett is considering a stake in the investment bank, wounded by the mortgage crisis. The Dow was up 99 to 13,878, not far from its record close of 14,000. The S&P picked up 8 points, and the Nasdaq was higher by about 15. Stocks in Asia were up overnight. The market in Hong Kong set a record high. In Tokyo, the Nikkei was up nearly 2.5%. In Europe this morning, the major markets are trading higher. British Airways has placed its biggest order for aircraft in nearly a decade. 36 of the most modern long-haul jets on the market. Boeing and its European rival Airbus both get a piece of this $8.2 billion shopping spree. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Boeing got the better end of the deal. BA has ordered 24 of its mid-size long-haul jet, the 787 Dreamliner, and there's an option for 18 more. Kieran Daly of Air Transport Intelligence says the order confirms the Dreamliner's record as the most successful new commercial aircraft ever launched.
We've almost become used now to the 787 cleaning up so much business around the world, but it's you shouldn't lose sight of the fact that really is testimony to Boeing having got it spectacularly right with that aeroplane.
But Daly says British Airways has also given Airbus a boost, purchasing 12 of the new Super Jumbo A380 jets. The plane has been dogged by delays and cost overruns. He says it would have been a shattering blow if Airbus had failed to clinch this deal. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Another big buyer of aircraft lately has been the United Arab Emirates. The boom in oil prices has given Persian Gulf monarchies wells of cash, and they've been racing to invest it. In the latest deal, two firms in Abu Dhabi struck a joint venture with Warner Brothers. They'll build a theme park, a hotel, multiplex cinemas in the capital of the UAE. Plans also include making movies and video games. So the answer to Scooby-Doo, where are you, is the Persian Gulf.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, representing America's public transportation industry, delivering 10 billion riders annually and working for an energy-independent America. PublicTransportation.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October.
The recent volatility in the stock market may have tempted you to keep your money in the bank. Well, now the rates on savings certificates of deposit are dropping. By one measure, the sharpest decline in more than 4 years. Jill Barchet reports.
The Federal Reserve's rate cut may have been good for Wall Street, but savers, especially retirees and parents with kids in college, are losing out. Laura Bruce tracks CD rates at Bankrate.com. She says the average one-year CD is now down to 3.71%.
Well, you never like it when you're in a declining rate environment and you're a saver.
But not all CDs are created equal. The average may be down, but some banks are still offering rates above 5%.
Banks want those deposits. Depending upon how badly they want those deposits, they're certainly not going to be the first one to drop their rates, and they'll try to keep them up there as high as they can for as long as they can.
That's why CD rates haven't moved in lockstep with the Fed's rate cut. But Bruce says banks won't be able to pay high CD rates for long. She predicts those rates will fall. If you have some extra money to set aside, she says, lock in a rate while you can. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Those too poor to have a bank account rely on storefront check cashers. The high fees make it a lucrative business. And now a growing number of banks, including Walmart, are cashing in on the business. From WCPN in Cleveland, Marie Saito reports.
Lucretia Banks has bounced way too many checks, damaged her credit rating, and now can't get a bank account. But KeyBank, a giant based in Cleveland, wants customers like her. Lucretia Banks unzips her purse and pulls out nearly $4 to cash her $250 paycheck at Key, even though she doesn't have an account.
You in and you out. When you come to a bank, you in and you out. And another check cash, the fees are too high.
Americans spend $11 billion every year on check cashing, money wiring, and utility payments. More mainstream financial services have noticed that's an attractive chunk of change. KeyBank's Michael Griffin.
We're seeing check cashing places pop up on every corner and thought, you know, we're a bank. We can do that better than they can do that. So why wouldn't we get into this business and really approach the unbanked as a market segment?
U.S. Bank is also expanding cheap check cashing services. And it's not just banks courting the unbanked. Walmart has been cashing paychecks at customer service desks for years. But now Walmart's John Metz says the company is boosting demand by offering separate financial service desks.
When we separate these businesses, we see a huge uptick in the money services.
Walmart plans to open 1,000 money centers by next year. Jean Ann Fox at the Consumer Federation of America says this can help unbanked clients get back on financial track.
Just cashing checks for consumers at a lower price than you would pay at a storefront check casher, that's an improvement. But we want to graduate folks to having real depository accounts as long as they're safe to use.
That's ultimately KeyBank's goal, and it's working with a nonprofit to help customers improve their credit. So far, Key has served 10,000 check cashing clients and is waiting to see how many will move into other bank products. In Cleveland, I'm Mari Saito for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.